This is Health Yeah, your weekly update on what's going on in the health, wellness, and medical world with Monica Robbins.
All eyes will turn to the skies on April 8th for the solar eclipse, a rare phenomenon, and for some parts of the country, many will witness an even more rare event, a total eclipse, when the moon completely covers the sun for a few minutes.
There are very few things in nature that'll top this.
Now, during this amazing experience, it will be important to protect your eyes. We'll show you some ways to enjoy this celestial event safely.
So you don't want to wear regular sunglasses or even several pairs of regular sunglasses.
It's all straight ahead on this week's Prescription for Life. Everyone, thanks for joining us. I'm Monica Robbins. This once-in-a-lifetime event will result in about 4.5 minutes of dusk or dawn-like darkening of the sky. However, the amazing sight can be harmful if you do not prepare properly. Looking at a solar eclipse without the right eyewear can cause temporary or permanent damage. Our expert is here to tell us more about that, but first, Sydney Deshawn talks with an expert to explain the science behind the eclipse.
There are very few things in nature that'll top this.
This year's total solar eclipse is catching eyes across the nation.
People stop weeping and crying. It is such a phenomenal experience.
And there are ways you can make your experience even better. One popular talker is wearing reds or greens, depending on how much water vapor is in the air.
As it gets dark enough, you switch from cones, which is your color vision, to rods, which is your night vision. And just at about that transition, reds are not seen as well. Greens and blue, especially blue, is seen a little bit better. But it's a very minimal effect.
What Dr. Mario Mata with the Solar Eclipse Task Force recommends is putting a white sheet on the ground.
You'll see what's called shadow bands. And that's where it looks like the bottom of a pool during sunlight, where ripples go. And they go across quite quickly. And it's phenomenal to see that. It's only in the last 5 minutes before totality.
You can also hold up a kitchen colander.
And you'll see a whole bunch of crescents getting tighter and tighter as you get close to totality.
Then during the very beginning of totality,
you'll see an incredibly beautiful diamond ring effect. That'll get dimmer and dimmer and over a couple of seconds and then switch to Bailey's beads, which is the last little bit of rays on the edge of the moon. And that's worth looking for.
Dr. Mata says it's something you won't want to miss.
The next one across the U.S. won't be till 2045. I'll be in a nursing home by then, and hopefully someone will wheel me out, but you won't forget it.
For 6 News, I'm Sydney Deshawn.
Now, there is a time when you can safely view a solar eclipse without special equipment. Christina San Juan details when and how.
You must use what are called ISO-certified safe solar eclipse glasses. These glasses protect your eyes when the sun is not yet fully eclipsed. Do keep in mind, sunglasses and most welding filters are not dark enough to protect your eyes and can actually lead to damage. Once the sky is dark, you'll see the solar corona. That's your cue to take off your glasses to view. The solar corona is a glowing white ring around the sun made of gases. They are usually hidden by the bright lights of the sun. For areas of the U.S. that will only see a partial solar eclipse, you'll have to keep your glasses on for the entire event. Outside of totality, there is no time when it's safe to look directly at the sun without your eclipse glasses.
Now, some of you may have the urge to pop on a pair of sunglasses during the event. NASA reminds viewers that eclipse glasses are thousands of times darker than regular sunglasses. So no matter how dark your sunglasses are, they are not dark enough. Meteorologist Matt Willoughby breaks it all down.
A good pair of glasses here that should work.
Solar eclipse glasses are essential for viewing this year's once-in-a-lifetime event. While it's a fantastic opportunity to observe one of the most dramatic astronomical events you can witness from Earth, it's important that one does so safely.
The reason it's real important to go to an accredited site and is that, unfortunately, unscrupulous vendors have been selling eclipse glasses or labeled as eclipse glasses with ISO labeling that have not been certified or vetted. good.
The proper glasses used during an eclipse should appear to be a pitch black while wearing them. If you see through them, they may be a faulty pair.
Glasses we would use to view an eclipse are several thousand times darker or stronger than your regular sunglasses. So you don't want to wear regular sunglasses, or even several pairs of regular sunglasses aren't going to do what an ISO certified eclipse glasses or viewer will do.
Getting the best look at the solar eclipse is a dream for many across the country, so sticking with the preferred pair is the safest choice.
You also don't want to look at an eclipse or view an eclipse through a lens, like a binocular or a camera, with eclipse glasses even on. To do that, photographers use special filters on the outside of a lens when they're photographing or viewing through binoculars or cameras or things like that.
Our next step was testing to see if any glasses were ISO certified and to see if any weren't to use.
Look specifically at the filters. So you want to make sure that there's no space between the filter and the side or the frame itself. You want to make sure there's no scratches and no perforations. And then when you put them on, you should have a comfortable view of the sun and what you're looking at. If it feels bright, if it looks blurry or uncomfortable, stop viewing and don't use those glasses. Get another pair.
This amazing event can cause serious damage to your eyes if you don't view it properly. Now to our expert on what you need to know before the big day. Joining me now is Cleveland Clinic ophthalmologist Dr. Nicole Bajic. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
It's all about eclipse, and I can't believe we actually have to tell people, please don't look at the sun, but don't look at the sun.
No.
Is there ever a safe time during the eclipse that you can actually look up?
So that's a great question. Actually, there is, and it's only during total solar eclipse, during the period of totality. So that's when the moon is completely blocking the sun. However, there are a couple important things to note. Number one, you can only look at the eclipse when that moon is completely blocking the sun. And number two, not everyone is going to see totality. So you have to check, online. NASA has a great, graphic that illustrates which cities are going to be having the totality with them or not. And then, secondly, always want to make sure that, it is going to have, a period of totality. So, this is a total solar eclipse, whereas, some are not. So always make sure that you check before looking up.
People keep asking, can I look at it with my smartphone? Can I look at it with my camera? Is there something you can look at it safely?
Sure. So it's so tempting because, we all want to use technology to get a great shot to put online and show our friends. But, there are some concerns that it could damage, some of the equipment that we're using, or damage your eyes as well if you're, looking through it without proper filters. So if you do want to look through the eclipse through a telescope, binoculars, or a phone, you're supposed to get a special solar filter for that. It is not enough to use your eclipse glasses, over those pieces of equipment, because it's thought that it could maybe burn a hole through the glasses.
Wow. So that's a good way to ruin your smartphone.
Right.
So don't use, but those glasses are good for your eyes.
Yes. So the eclipse glasses with the ISO 12312-2 filter is what we're specifically looking for. And that's supposed to be safe for the eclipse.
How do I know that what I'm getting are, legit?
Sure. So it's such a good question. Unfortunately, we, see a lot of counterfeits, through various, sources. And so you really want to make sure you're doing your due diligence to vet that what you're buying is what it actually is. So the American Astronomical Society has a list of verified sources. And so if you choose to, buy online at a various marketplace or a retailer, just make sure you're cross-checking the brand with that list of verified sources that, it's one of the good ones.
Or, find somewhere that's actually like giving them away for free.
Absolutely. Even better.
a legit source, at least,
yes.
Checking that. So if somebody does make the mistake and they actually look at the sun or, look up during the eclipse, what kind of damage can that do to your eyes?
Yeah, so unfortunately, it can cause something called solar retinopathy. So this is a photothermal injury to your retina. And the retina is a very sensitive lining to the back of your eye that transmits light into an electric signal so that we can see what we see. But if you damage it, unfortunately, you only get one retina and you can't transplant it. So we have to protect the one we have. Solar retinopathy can specifically cause decreased vision or even central blind spots in your vision. if it happens. Sometimes we see it resolve around 3 to 6 months, but unfortunately for some cases, it doesn't resolve.
So if I make that mistake and I notice, obviously, wow, something's not quite right, how soon should I get to an ophthalmologist?
So I would recommend, you know, going as soon as possible to get your eyes checked out and just, you know, see what's going on so that they can keep a close eye on you and, you know, treat you as best as they can.
Can it be reversed?
So we do see that it can resolve, you know, around 3 to 6 months, but, you know, it doesn't resolve for everyone.
Oh, so this is something to be really taken seriously. Most concerned, most adults,
kids. You know, as much as we try and tell our kids not to do this or do that, you know, they're not always going to listen. So, you know, it might be better just to keep them inside and not even tell them about what's going on. The other thing is, you know, there are some people out there that might think that this is a fun time to try some illicit substances to, you know, really enhance your eclipse viewing experience. But, you know, that's one of the populations that's also really vulnerable for the solar retinopathy because, you know, they might have extended viewing of the sun with direct sun gazing and cause, you know, significant damage to the retina. So we worry about that as well.
Yeah, you know, we had the partial eclipse back in 2017. And a lot of people have been asking me, how many people actually look at the sun? Is it possible to even know that answer?
So unfortunately, we don't have, you know, great data on that. You know, it's hard to really capture the numbers for that. But, you know, we do see the case reports of the consequences, you know, of unsafe eclipse viewing. So make sure that you wear your eclipse glasses.
So if I still have my eclipse glasses from 2017...
Yes, great question. So they should still be, you know, okay to use. Just make sure that, you know, you take a look at your glasses, inspect for any scratches, holes, or anything where the light can get through. And if they're okay, then you're okay.
So what makes the glasses so special? Because they look so cheap. You know, I mean, really, come on.
So the ISO 12312-2 filter is actually made to be 1,000 times darker than regular sunglasses. So it really does block a lot of the sunlight from getting into the eyes.
Or you could just do the old pinhole and the box trick, you know, and watch.
Sure, and that's a great point to bring up. You know, everyone says, oh, can I try the pinhole? You could, but I just want to stress that it's made for indirect viewing. It's not made for direct viewing. So you can't look through the pinhole directly at the sun. You have to look at it indirectly.
So you have to look at the shadow. That's the only way to see it. I remember doing that when we were kids. All right, any final thoughts you want people to understand about the eclipse and what they can and can't do?
Just make sure that, you know, you get you and your loved ones some proper, you know, safety glasses to make sure that you enjoy the experience safely.
You only get two eyes.
You only get two eyes. And we have enough business. We don't need more from solar retinopathy.
All right. Dr. Bajic, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And of course, scammers will try to take advantage of people wanting to admire the view. So you will need to be vigilant to make sure you have the proper eyewear. Brandon Lewis is here to verify what's real and what's not.
On April 8th, parts of the U.S. will go dark for a few minutes in the middle of the day during a solar eclipse. It's an out-of-this-world experience, but you can hurt your eyes if you look directly at it without special glasses or a filter. But the American Astronomical Society warns scammers are selling fake gear that could damage your eyes. To keep you from getting blindsided, we went to these sources to explain how you can stay safe. First, make sure your eclipse glasses or viewers include the manufacturer's name and address and that they're ISO certified. This means that the glasses meet international safety standards. Of course, it's easy for a scammer to just print that on. So next, inspect your glasses. Look for any punctures, tears, or other damage. Then, try on your glasses. You should only be able to see the outline of a bare light bulb. The American Astronomical Society recommends purchasing equipment from its list of reputable retailers and avoiding third-party sites like eBay or Amazon Marketplace. If you want to skip buying glasses but still want to see the eclipse, you can make a pinhole projector using items around your home. You can find instructions to make a projector using the links at verifythis.com. With your Verify, I'm Brandon Lewis.
Before we go, a word of caution for all of those who may be tempted to capture that moment with their phones or cameras. You can ruin them both if you don't take the necessary precautions. Take a look.
Taking those pictures on your camera, very important. So, of course, we came to the experts here at Cone Camera. With me, we have Preston. Preston, thanks for having us. And just talk a little bit about, like, having to protect your camera. What are some things you need to do?
Yeah, so it's really important to protect your camera during the eclipse because there's a lot of light coming from the sun, and it could really damage your camera. For the sake of example, I did this the other day where we had a roll of film, and this is what happened after 5 seconds of exposure to the sun. Very quick. Imagine this is your camera. Not good. We don't want that to happen. So it's really important that you use specifically solar filters. These filters are designed specifically for photographing the sun, and they are different than neutral density filters that most photographers are used to, in that these are about twice as dark. They're extremely dark, and not only do they filter out a lot of light, but they're also filtering out UV light and in some cases ultraviolet light too. This is probably the most important step you can take when you're protecting your camera, and also you want to protect your eyes as well with the fancy glasses. So I'm going to be using this and these filters when I'm photographing the eclipse.
That'll do it for this edition of Prescription for Life. Thank you so much for watching. We'll be back next week with another dose. Until then, wishing you and yours good health.
Thank you so much for tuning into Health Yeah. Please find me on Twitter and Instagram at Monica Robbins. Like and follow my Facebook page, Monica Robbins WKYC. Find video podcasts at Monica Robbins' channel on YouTube. And please subscribe. Wishing you great health and hope to see you again soon.
Thanks for listening to Health Yeah with Monica Robbins from WKYC Studios. Subscribe now so you never miss an update. And find more on everything you heard here on WKYC.com and on the WKYC app.